This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Sunday here on 1080 The Fan. And someone made a statement this week, Rashad, that made me completely change my mind about this Blazers season.
Oh, what'd they say?
Came from the mouth. The words were from Cooper Flagg of the Duke Blue Devils. I got to find it because it was on The Athletic, I believe, where he said, "I want to come back next year."
I saw that. I think he might be trolling a little bit, but
no,
I didn't see that.
No, trust me. I think it is in the best. I think it is the best decision, best thing for Cooper Flagg that he does not go into the NBA draft this year, that he holds off just one more year. Mostly because the Blazers now have no chance at trying to get that number one overall pick. And I shouldn't say no chance because technically, if you look at the lottery odds for the NBA, there is still a chance that the Blazers, their chances are very, very low at getting the number one overall pick, therefore getting Cooper Flagg. So I think it is in the best interest of Cooper Flagg to relish in his college experience, get some more NIL money, delay that second NBA contract by 1 year that's going to see him make like $300 million, and stay at Duke one more year. I think that's a wise choice, Cooper. I think that's definitely something that you should do. Please, for the love of God, please stay there one more year.
I mean, we've talked about this before, specifically with college football, how NIL is going to change the way a lot of young athletes look at the professional ranks, in the sense that it used to be, I go to the NBA or go to the NFL to get paid, right? Like, I need to go ahead and make my own money. These guys can sign NIL deals in high school. Right, so they don't need to wait until they're freshmen in college or sophomores in college. They can start making money right now. Currently, Cooper Flagg is one of the top 10 highest paid college athletes, and he's making $3 million right now. He stays on a college campus, in Durham, where Duke is in Durham, North Carolina. Yeah, Durham. Yeah, so he's staying on the college campus. He's got tons of college shorties that are probably in his dorm room every other night.
Is he Mormon?
He ain't if he's playing at Duke. You know, if he's one of those guys, man, like if he's Big Cheese, you know, on campus, then I'm almost for certain that he's doing some ungodly stuff. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't wanna assume, but I'm gonna assume in this instance that Cooper Flagg is probably knocking a lot of stuff down.
He's in bed by 8 p.m. every night. What are you talking about?
Okay, in bed with tons of shorties around him, in bed with him. So I just think, honestly, it's one of those things. But he's a great kid. He's got a 4.10 GPA. Like, he's out of this world. He's obviously a great player. College is a great experience, man. I think we kind of forget, like, once you get to the NBA, this is work now. Everything I do is work. College, you're still working, but it's still fun. You're around people your own age. You're going to go to the NBA. You're going to be around dudes that are 35 years old on your team, 36 years old. This is the only time in your life, really, that you're going to be around people that are right around the same age as you all across the board. So I'm not, it's not surprising that young kids want to stay in college, especially now that there's money to be made there and they don't have to rush going to the league to make $1 million.
With that all being said, there is zero chance in hell he goes back for another year.
No, he's not. He's not doing that.
But I saw that earlier this week that he was like, yeah, I'd love to come back for another year. I'd be like, please, it's trust me, it's the right decision, Cooper. For the love of God, do not come out this year, all right?
If he could save the Blazers from looking like complete asses for sitting on the fence so far this year, and after their, what, 9-10 game winning streak, they just proceeded to lose three in a row, so they're kind of right back to losing again because, yeah, teams are actually going to be playing for the playoffs now, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to compete at this point, so... I don't know. What's better for Portland at this point? Cooper Flagg giving them an out, that would be amazing, but does Portland ever get that lucky? Ever?
No.
No.
No. I mean, this has been the most Blazers week ever where they win, or last couple weeks where they win 10 of their last 11 games. They do not make any moves at the trade deadline.
None.
And people also tend to forget that, those six wins that you just had were all at home. You had six straight home games, and they all happened
at home. You had a seven-game homestand, guys.
Yeah.
Not one in Orlando.
No, it was seven straight home games, and then you had, you were on a little East Coast trip there where you got three of those 10 wins, but the last six games that you had played was at home where you got wins, and then you immediately go to Minnesota, lose by almost 20. You go to Denver, lose by 29 and give up 146 points, and then you play in Denver yet again and give up 132 points. Not only that, you have multiple players go down with injury, and a couple of those players were possible trade bait that you could have sent to other teams.
Yeah, but let's keep the veterans together, guys, playing for the play-in, baby.
This is why I say, though, Cooper go back, because a lot of those contracts then turn into one-year deals next year that we can either trade in the offseason or in the middle of the year next year.
They become
valuable.
Then
the Blazers can suck and win only 15 games, and then Cooper Flagg is your number one overall pick for the Portland Trail Blazers.
I don't know. We're
in 2026.
I kind of feel like, and I totally understand where you guys coming from. I want to make sure I start by saying that. But the Blazers were predicted to win 23 games all year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They've won that by the All-Star break.
Okay, so what
I get it. And I'm, again, not saying that they're going to go on this, you know, amazing run. But, I mean, to end the season, you look at the schedule, it's a lot of winnable games in there. Now, is there some that look like they might be losses on paper? Yes, you got Luka and LeBron coming to town as your next game. That, on paper, looks like it might not be a great game. But then after that, you got Charlotte, Utah, Washington, Brooklyn, four winnable games. Cleveland, maybe not. Best team in the league right now, okay. Then you throw a Philly, Boston, OKC, Detroit. Like, you got some games in there that you can win. And so I'm saying what I want to see this team do.
Or lose.
Or lose, whatever. What I want to see this team do is be competitive. And what they showed over that win streak is that, yes, they can be competitive. Even on the road, they were able to win some. You went against a team in Denver that is a hot knife through butter. It's, you don't have anything. You don't have anything to count for Jokic. You don't have anything to count for Jamal Murray. It's just what it is. They're a championship team. There's not much you can do right there. We are not a championship team yet.
You can be competitive and still lose.
That's fine. But what we've been seeing from the Blazers, I'm gonna let you go, yeah, Jordan. But what we've been seeing from the Blazers as of late, but prior to this was people watching rebounds bounce in front of them and not go show the effort to go get it. People just ole and letting people drive past them and get to the cup. People just not trying to get rebounds when they're close to the rim. Like, it's little stuff, those little effort things, not playing defense. It doesn't look like that's the case anymore. So if you're going to lose to a Denver and a Minnesota, I'm cool. I'm okay with that. They couldn't make shots in Minnesota at the end of the game. Okay. They went cold after 12 games of playing great. Not mad at that. Okay. All good. You played a great team in Denver twice at Denver, which is really hard to win. Not mad at that. You know what I mean? There's certain outliers in between there. I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. I just want to see this young team be competitive. And what they've shown is they can be competitive right now. Like, well, are they going to do it? Is that going to mean a championship? Is that going to mean a deep playoff run? Probably not. But they can't be competitive.
They're rudderless, though, and I'll try to sum this up very quickly. I think the major frustration with me, and at least the smart fans out there that are complaining about the same thing, is that you heard them say...
Look at Jordan, like me and the smart people out
yes,
there.
I'm going to put myself up on this hill because we heard from Joe Cronin, that they're going to go all in. So all in that they're going to be embarrassed by what they give up to put around Damian Lillard. Oh, then that's get pushed back because, well, they got the number 3 pick, and then they got to get Scoot Henderson, which is a great opportunity to do something for a franchise-changing player. So then they push that back another few months as far as getting other players for Dame. And then they trade Dame and say, well, we're going to get rid of this veteran team and blow the rest of it up. And then they push that back another 6 months. And now we're here after this last offseason where you could have gotten Jeremy Grant traded for what? A first-round pick and an ancillary piece. You said no because you wanted two. So then you pushed it back another 6 months. Then you still have everybody on your roster. And now we're hoping, basically, the last hope after Portland has pushed the can down the hill over and over again, that when they're on expiring contracts, Portland will finally move them. I have no faith this organization will do anything but sit on their hands.
Well, Rashadi pointed out their upcoming schedule and some of the teams that they'll be playing. Charlotte, Utah, Washington, Brooklyn, all teams below you in the standings. Those are some good opportunities for you to take some losses, for you to climb down the standings. Right now, the Blazers have the ninth. How do you say this? In the standings, they are ninth from the bottom. So
ninth best.
Yes, ninth best record or worst.
Oh, from the bottom. You're going from the bottom or the top.
Like Wizards, Pelicans.
Oh, ninth worst. There
yeah,
you go.
Ninth worst, rather. So, I mean, they're a game above the Bulls. They are 2.5 against the 76ers. They are 2.5 against the Nets. They are 6 above the Raptors. I mean, you got 30 games, essentially left 29 games, what have you. Still plenty of chances to climb down the standings. And I'm sorry, I just being competitive to me, that does nothing to me at this point and where this franchise is and where it needs to go. You can be competitive and still lose. You need to lose games. You need to build this team through draft and get better draft picks, plain and simple.
But you're banking on something that's happened to the Blazers like twice in the last 40 years?
I'd rather bank 40, on
no,
that.
No, excuse me. Twice in the last like 45 years, 46
I'd rather,
years getting the number one pick?
I'd rather bank on
you're,
that.
You're banking, so did you play Mega Ball too? Did you play Mega Bucks? Because it's a lottery, right? Because it's the chances of getting that are minuscule for the Blazers.
But
it's right
putting
now,
your chips into
been,
the spot where you literally have to grow your team. You can't through free agency.
Because then if you're going to go through free agency, you're going to have to overpay guys like Jeremy Grant, which you did, and that contract is just great now, right? Or you have to make trades. But guess what? You can't really make trades for great players unless you have a good core and a good foundation already set up. Again, I talked about this a couple weeks ago where teams that have good cores, good players, and good makeup are then able to add a veteran player to then tie it all together to then make a run.
And we have to wrap, but you don't get the first or second or third pick, then what?
Well, you screwed yourself out of that.
Tell me what's... No, it's because that's probably what's going to happen, more than likely, just based on Blazers history. So you don't get the first, second, or third pick, then what?
You get rid of the contracts that have 1 year left, like DeAndre Ayton. I believe Anthony Simons has 1 year left. And you run this thing into the ground with as competitive players as you have in Denny Avdija, in Scoot Henderson, Shane Sharp, Donovan Klingon, Tamani Kamara. Those are five players where I am fine with moving forward with those five, and then fill in the gaps everywhere else. Win 15 to 20 games going to next year's draft with the number one overall pick.
Hopefully with the number one overall pick, right?
Or you,
because you can have the worst record in the league.
Or your solution is to what?
Play it out with what you have now. You're not. We're not.
And that's going to win a championship.
We're not getting a number one pick. We're not. It's not going to happen.
Well, we ain't winning a championship with this.
We're closer to winning a championship than getting a number one pick. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
That's
not
for sure.
That is absolutely.
We are closer to winning a championship than getting a number one pick.
That is 100%.
We will win a championship before we get a number one pick.
No, no.
That's not happening.
No. We've actually gotten two number one picks
and
since
that was in
winning a championship. 1975
and 2007. So almost 20 years since the last time it's happened.
I mean, it was two, and one of them was the Jordan year, which was what, 82, 83, something like that. So that happened after our first championship. And then we got another one after our championship. So we literally have better chances at getting number one overall pick than a championship.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.